In 1937, weed was placed under the Harrison Narcotics Act. Narcotics authorities claim it is a habit-forming drug, that its use is injurious to mind and body, and that it causes the people who use it to commit crimes. Here are the facts. Weed is positively not habit-forming. You can smoke weed for years, and you will experience no discomfort if your supply is suddenly cut off. I have seen T-heads in jail, and none of them showed withdrawal symptoms. I smoked weed myself, off and on, for 15 years, and never missed it when I ran out. There is less habit to weed than there is to tobacco. Weed does not harm the general health. In fact, most users claim it gives you an appetite and acts as a tonic to the system. I was shooting every day now. Herman had moved into my apartment on Henry Street. It would not have occurred to Herman to pay rent himself. He had lived in other people's apartments all his life. Roy was giving himself a long shore leave. He located a doctor in Brooklyn who was a writing fool. This croaker would go 3 scripts a day for as high as 30 tablets a script. Every now and then he would get dubious on the deal, but the sight of money always straightened him out. There are several varieties of writing croakers. Some will write only if they are convinced you are an addict. Others only if they are convinced you are not. Most addicts put down a story worn smooth by years of use. Some claim gallstones or kidney stones. This is the story most generally used, and a crooker will often get up and open a door as soon as you mention gallstones. I got better results with facial neuralgia once I looked up the symptoms and committed them to memory. Roy had an operation scar on his stomach that he used to support his gallstone routine. There's one old-time doctor who lived in a Victorian brownstone in the West 70s. With him, it was simply necessary to present a gentlemanly front. If you could get into his inner office, you had it made. But he would write only 3 prescriptions. Another doctor was always drunk, and it was a matter of catching him at the right time. Often he wrote the prescription wrong and you had to take it back for correction. Then, like as not, he would say the prescription was a forgery and tear it up. Still another doctor was senile and you had to help him write the script. He would forget what he was doing, put down the pen, and go into a long reminiscence about the high class of patients he used to have. Especially he liked to talk about a man named General Gore, who once said to him, "Doctor, I've been to the Mayo Clinic, and you know more medicine than the whole clinic put together." There was no stopping him, and the exasperated addict was forced to listen patiently. Generally speaking, old doctors are more apt to write than the young ones. Refugee doctors were a good field for a while, but the addicts burned them down. Often a doctor will blow his top at the mention of narcotics and threaten to call the law.